From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Traditionally, in this hobby, we've spoken of radio clubs. These days, with the melding of interests, clubs are just as likely to be called electronics and group is replacing club. This seems to be a normal evolution as interest groups redefine themselves. Some people decry the loss of Morse code as an examination subject and the relegation of this binary mode to the list of available communication methods. However, for me, the use of internet linking is just as valid for amateur radio as it is commonplace for commercial services. Why do we have clubs, or what is the reason to join a club? It really doesn't matter what the common interest is, blacksmithing or tatting. It is the enhancement of our experience that a club can provide. Yes, there are the formalities of meeting procedure to master, but it is the sharing of interest that keeps us hooked. Whether it is the presentation by a member or a guest, or the chatter over a cuppa, there is the opportunity to widen our knowledge in an enjoyable way. Activities such as contests, field days, and public displays are all a way of sharing the experience of amateur radio. The relaxation round the fire after a full day can wrap up an event and stimulate us to do it again. I believe clubs are an enhancement to our hobby, as well as a way of sharing experience and resources. Let's spread the word and enhance the amateur experience. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
G'day, this is Robert, VK3DN, reminding all listeners of the upcoming WIA Annual Conference being held in May on the Sunshine Coast. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi everyone, this is Anne, VK4FAHF, with news from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. Well, Barkfest 2014 is almost upon us, starting at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday the 10th of May at our new venue, the Salvation Army Church Hall, corner of Bow Desert Road and Kamaruka Street, Callum Vale. There will be the usual mix of commercial, club and private tables on offer. We also have the famous Café de Barque, serving delicious delicacies to tempt all. Hope to see you there on the 10th. This is Anne, VK4FAHF, from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Phil Waite, VK2ASD. There's only a few weeks left to register for the WIA's AGM on the Sunshine Coast, so we hope to see you all there. You can register on the WIA website at www.wia.org.au.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. VK4QSL Bureau. The VK4 Inwards QSL Bureau is now being handled by June Sim, VK4SJ. She has taken over from Ray Crawford, VK4NH. June asks that you make sure all of your address and contact details are correct, otherwise there may be lengthy delays in getting QSL cards to you. You can contact June via the contact details in the call book or email vk4sj@westnet.com.au. And she's also a member of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club, so you can get in touch with her through the club. Family of F-Calls. Examiners at the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club recently conducted exams for some prospective amateurs. These were a mum and her three sons. We're happy to say they were all successful, and very soon Dad will be sitting the exam, so it'll be a house full of F-Calls. Congratulations and well done. Well, until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
Hi there, I'm Bob, VK6POP, retiring director of the WIA. I'm going to the annual general meeting and conference on the Sunshine Coast in May, and I'd love to see you there. Check out the WIA's website for information.
This is Bruce, VK4EHT, from the Southeast Queensland Amateur TV Group. The group is trialling a new frequency for its weekly voice net. The net is trialling the Redcliffe Radio Club's 2-metre repeater on 146.925 MHz. The net is held on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. See you on ATV.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.